proclamation number 8872 dated the October 23rd, 1964. I will guide you into truth. Truth cannot long keep as pure as it is when it comes forth from me. Therefore I already told you during my lifetime, I will guide you into truth. Single quote, because I knew that my word, which I brought to you myself, would not remain pure either. And this will always be the case as soon as it is studied by human inadequacy, as soon as the pure word enters the region of imperfect human beings who look at it from an entirely intellectual point of view. Hence I kept sending my pure word from above to earth, but it has always been spoiled again. You humans have no guarantee that the book of books is protected from change, because I do not interfere with people's free will and can only ever safeguard a presenter of my word if he commends himself to me and asks me to protect him from error. However, you humans are not at risk from misguided thoughts if you spiritually and in truth ask me to enlighten your spirit, then you will also know where error has crept in. But the claim that I myself protect my pure word from becoming spoiled is incorrect, because this would question the free will of human beings, who can do whatever they want with my spiritual information. And thus you also need to consider with regards to the book of books that changes were made in the course of time which I could not prevent, precisely because of human free will. Consequently, the necessity for a new revelation constantly arose again which had to clarify the existing misconception. Hence you humans only have to want the truth, but you should not feel certain to have the truth because you can obtain it from the book of books, otherwise I would not have needed to tell you so clearly and precisely that, I will guide you into truth. Single quote. Furthermore, you also have to take into account that the working of my spirit is always of a spiritual nature, that I am concerned with the salvation of the soul which I want to win for myself through my word, that every word from me merely intends to achieve your spiritual perfection. And these spiritual instructions have often been combined with human supplements which later proved themselves to be wrong and gave rise to doubt, just as my divine words of love were frequently combined with human additions. But people hold on to these and refuse to let go of this human product. Hence concepts applicable at the time were included in my divine word, such as, for instance, that women shall not teach. This is not my commandment at all. Instead, allowances were made for that period of time, but it had no right to be regarded as divine ward, as is apparent from my words, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Servants and maidens will prophesy. Single quote. Consequently, what I deemed necessary to correct was repeatedly done through new revelations, which, however, could not retain their purity either, but also had to be corrected again. But I gave you the promise that I will guide you into truth, and therefore you may rest assured that every person asking for truth will also receive it. Because I will not let anyone walk in error who does not want to fall victim to the adversary, who desires the pure truth with all his heart. But this is only possible by means of a new revelation. In view of their freedom of will, I cannot prevent people from distorting my initially transmitted word. And that this has happened is due to people's low spiritual level, which does not offer the adversary any resistance. But I will always make sure that the light of truth will nevertheless shine for you who desire it. Amen.